And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We have a great show going here with Captain Brian Worley, our guy from Dana War Sport Fishing, talking fishing from the bass capital of the West.
Got it, man. Dana War Sport Fishing is the spot. And, well, you said it best earlier. Such a fun, friendly, easy spot to go fishing. I love Dana War Sport Fishing. We love talking about Dana War Sport Fishing, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup in this second hour, very easy. Give us a call this morning, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 is our local number, or you can reach us toll-free. Our toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. That's the only line that's open right now if you want to get through. Talk to Captain Brian Woolley, Dana War Sport Fishing. Not only are you going to get your questions answered, we're also giving away a couple of great prizes at the end of the show today. And thanks again to the whole crew up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Two lucky callers at the end of the show today are each going to win a pair of tickets. First lucky caller is going to get a pair of tickets to go fishing on board a half-day trip at a Dana Wharf. Another lucky caller is going to get a pair of three-quarter-day tickets at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. So a couple of great prizes again. Only line open right now if you want it, 877-792-1090.
All right. Hey, the other thing you became was the Great White Shark Capital of the West, right?
Yeah, right. Right. By default.
Yeah, that must have been like a media frenzy at Dana Wharf.
It was.
Huh?
I mean, it still kind of is. It's crazy. Yeah, those things are...
Like national coverage.
It was Yahoo and
news. Wild. Everywhere. Yeah. They were doing live broadcasts nationally, right?
Dana Wharf,
right?
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Great white sharks in the water right off the coast.
Right? Great white sharks in the water? Yeah, who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Yeah, that sharks live
break.
In
yeah.
the ocean?
There must
that
have been,
amazing?
There must have been 200 Dave Hansen Facebook Live videos that went down that week.
Oh, really? we'll be hearing from Dave. We'll give him a hard time.
There you
about
go.
That. All the lines are full. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Why don't we jump right back into the phones? This time we're going to talk to Gus. He's calling us from Burbank this morning. Gus, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Gus!
Hey, yo, you guys.
Yo, Gus.
How you doing? Yesterday I was listening when you said the Longfin was having a sale.
Yes.
And, you know, people that are that like Shimano, that was the place to be. And I got a really good deal over there. I bought a rod and a reel, and the reel was 10% off plus another 5% off if I bought a rod. So I got 15% off on the reel, which was a Saragossa 8000. And I bought a Talus spinning rod. I got 20% off on that.
Wow.
Plus, I got a free fill-up with
PowerPro.
Power Pro, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nice. And what a great event the guys at the Longfin put on, huh?
Oh, man. I was literally a kid in a toy store.
That's so cool.
It is a giant toy store.
Those guys do not mess around when they have a sale. Nobody does it like the guys at the Longfin. Throw away the rule book.
And, you know, I guess the fill-up, the free fill-up, they wanted to give you a voucher or... You know, come back and we'll fill up your reel. And I told them, you know, I live in Burbank and it's kind of a 50-mile drive. And they said, no problem, and they filled it up right there.
Nice.
Yeah, those guys
are
awesome.
Glad you made the trip, Gus. Thanks a lot for the call and the comments on the line. I know I had several of our listeners shoot me an email yesterday saying, oh, I went to Longfin, you guys were right, that was an awesome sale, I'm so glad I went and took advantage of this amazing store and this huge Shimano savings and stuff like that. So, good deal. Thanks, Gus. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing? What a great day.
What's up, Rich?
Yeah, hey, you know, at the beginning of the show, Captain Brian Willie was talking about the different ways of hooking baits. He'd like to use the nose hook for people who don't have much experience, and he preferred the collared hooking method. And I'm wondering, does he prefer these different types of hooking between, say, sardines and anchovies? And maybe give us a little bit of the inside baseball of what he expects the bait to do when he hooks it in the different ways, and maybe does he prefer different styles of hooks for these different methods?
Some great questions.
Right on. Yeah, good questions. You know, stick with the anchovy. I think the best way to fish out is collar hook it. You know, sometimes you'll get some baits that, you know, might be swimming around pretty good in the tank, and they might have a little bit of the, you know, a nose issue where you can't really get a hook in it. So you can always collar hook an anchovy. You know, sometimes you might have a harder time getting the hook through the nose. On sardines, a couple different ways. Certainly, you know, if you want your bait to swim down, you're going to want to kind of hook it back, you know, butt hook it so that thing will take off down and away from the boat. Some guys like to hook it through the nose, get it out on the surface. And something I like to kind of hook them through the back sometimes to kind of, you know, almost like you would hook it when you're fishing a bait on a kite. Just kind of get it to skip across the surface, and then sometimes that thing will take off and dart down. Just it all depends on how you're fishing, too. If you're fishing in the kelp, you know, sometimes a bait that takes off and swims straight down is going to tie you up in the kelp, you know. And if the fish are up on the surface and you butt hook your bait, it's going to dip down and, you know, might get below the fish that, you know, the guys are trying to chum and get to the surface. So things like that kind of take into consideration. If you're fishing over some hard bottom, you know, you want your bait to swim down. So, you know, butt hook or on a sinker type deal to get that thing down. So it all kind of comes into play as to where you're fishing and, you know, what the captain has the boat over.
Indeed. Hey, hope that helped you out, Rich. Thanks a lot for the call. Good question there, for sure. Hey, I want to remind you, Tuna Wars is coming. We talked a lot about it yesterday. And at the captain's reception, I know Rosie and the gang from Cedro Sport Fishing really stepped up.
How cool is
they
that?
They are going to give away a $2,000 5-day trip to Cedro's Sport Fishing on the open auction. So the Frank LaPresse is going to be the celebrity auctioneer, and they'll be auctioning off a $2,050 5-day trip to Cedro Sport Fishing that they donated to help take kids fishing for that event.
Which is so cool, because I know Dave Marciano was just down there, who's going to be at the captain's meeting and going to be there supporting the whole thing. So really cool of Cedro Sport Fishing and Alan Rosie and everybody making that happen. That's awesome.
No doubt about it. So if you want to go, $25 for the tickets, and you get to meet all the great guys, Paul Hebert, Greg Mayer, Dave Marciano. All of us will be there having fun and winning some great prizes and supporting Rollo Kids. You can buy tickets online, CaptainRollos.org. Don't wait till the day of the event because it could be sold out. It's, of course, at the beautiful Bally High, which is just a great venue for this. It's outside, right on the bay. Such a nice thing. They have a silent auction. They have a live auction, a huge raffle where you can win. And Maui Jim, Maui Mike is going to be there basically giving away Maui Jim sunglasses. You buy $300 worth of raffle tickets where you can win thousands of dollars of prizes. He's going to give you a $300 pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
That's
for that.
So rad.
Yeah.
That's so
pretty
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's a great event. And it's just a really, really fun time. It's mellow. It's very low-key. It's food. It's drinks. It's, you know, hearing everybody telling stories, and you get to see all the guys from Wicked Tuna. It's a really fun event, and it's very inexpensive. It's something that you can take the family to, have a great time. I just love the Tuna Wars Captain's Reception.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Larry and Tommy at the Bally High, they don't stop bringing out the hors d'oeuvres.
I know, they're awesome.
I mean, it's just like, we need more hors d'oeuvres? Bring them.
Yeah,
get them out of here. They just take such good care of our group. So very grateful for that. And then, of course, the next day you can go on one of three boats. Well, the Liberty's sold out, but the Cortez and the Tribute have spots available on that two-day Tuna Wars trip to go fishing with Captain Paul Hebert and Captain Greg Mayer on those trips. So if you want to go, all the information's at CaptainRollos.org, but do buy your tickets for that captain's reception sooner than later because it will sell out.
And you get to have a world-famous Bally High Mai Tai.
Yes.
Indeed.
Just one. Yeah. Be careful.
That's for sure. Well, the phones are absolutely packed up. Every single phone line is full. Everybody wants to talk to Brian, so we're going to do just that. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Dave, who's calling us from Spring Valley this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
Talking about throwing those live baits right now, my question is simple. Do you nose hook them or do you butt hook them?
Well, you know, kind of like the last caller there, it all depends on where you're fishing, you know, and it depends on what you're comfortable doing and, you know, honestly, you know, what type of hook you're fishing. You know, standard mustad hook, if I'm fishing in the kelp, I'm going to collar hook it. I think it's going to get away from the boat, you know, if we're talking anchovies and go over some hard bottom or maybe a little bit deeper kelp. The current has it laid down a little bit. It's not just up on the surface. You could probably get away with butt hooking it and getting that thing down and away from the boat.
J hook or circle hook guy, Willie?
I like the J hook.
Yeah.
Easier to pin the bait on.
Going to get the bait on? Am I going to fumble around at the bait tank? It's all about changing your bait frequently, and you're just going to be way more comfortable fishing that J-hook.
And you get to swing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally. More fun, yeah. So when you're fishing the chovy, which is the anchovy, which has been kind of not around for a few years, people are kind of off that game, what size hook are you using?
Good call.
You know, anywhere from a 2 to a 4, I think, is probably the way to go. We've been fishing a lot of 2s lately because we've had the bigger anchovy. You know, as soon as the anchovy starts shrinking in size, certainly need to kind of decrease or, you know, go to a smaller hook. So number 2 is what we've been fishing pretty much for the last few weeks, for sure.
It's a new game for a lot of guys, right?
A lot of guys. It's so funny. You know, you see them come out with these, you know, fancy jig rods and stuff. You're like, dude, leave that stuff at home. You know, break out the old glass rod or your smaller reels and, you know, relearn how to cast one of those baits again, for sure.
Yeah, makes a difference. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, if you want to see what's going on in the Mighty 1090 studio right now, go to the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing Facebook and Instagram account or the Let's Talk Hookup Facebook and Instagram account. We've got live feeds coming from the studio right now on both Dana Wharf Sport Fishing as well as Let's Talk Hookup Instagram and Facebook. So check those out.
Yeah,
we have
cool.
a photographer in the studio this morning.
get to see what the inside of the studio looks like. I wish I would have known. I would have put on a nicer shirt.
Well, you know, I have an AFCO.
Yeah, well, I know. You're looking good.
How much nicer could you be?
I've got a dirty, like, half-blown-out silkscreen fisherman's landing shirt. But it's very well worn in, though. So
but looking Captain good. Brian's well adorned in the Dana Wharf outfit,
right?
Dana Wharf
sweatshirt.
Yeah, that's a nice sweatshirt. Those are good, yeah. For sure. Hey, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are definitely packed up. Again, if you want to get through the second hour, talk to Captain Brian Willie, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm from Long Beach, but I've fished down there since the landing started. When was that built, Brian? In the early 60s?
Yeah, I think it was like 71, 70. It came from the pier. Yeah. First business in the harbor.
And Don used to run off the pier.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Well, we used to camp down at Doheny every year for 2 weeks, and my dad and I would just walk all along there and fish on the pier and on the beach and on the point down there. And then when the boat started, we started down there. So it's
awesome.
It's a great area, and love to go down there. It's worth the drive from Long Beach. It's only, you know, 37 miles.
Yeah, not too bad, right?
Nope, just straight down the freeway, get off the coast highway, and you're right there.
Nice.
Can't miss it. Well, that's cool, John. Hey, great. When's your next trip?
Hopefully this week.
All right. Cool. Looks like a beautiful week of weather this week once this wind gets through us here the next couple of days starting on Tuesday, Wednesday.
Ready.
Yeah, for sure. I'm very excited about our Islander Danab kayak trip. Wednesday is supposed to be the day, right?
Perfect timing on your end.
Yeah, for sure.
Classy. So,
yeah, big yellows over there, too,
some
right?
Some nice fish, yeah.
Yeah, and the bass are biting.
Perfect. I think you're going to have a good combination. Fish. I think you're set up perfect.
It's going to be good. Yeah, I know I talked to the guys over at Fast Lane, Ron Lane, and his whole gang are going, and they're preparing the kayaks as we speak.
Nice.
So it's going to be a good one for sure. Last I saw, there was still one spot left on that trip, too. So you can actually purchase that on our website, hookup1090.com, and just go to the shop page, and then just buy it right online, and we'll get you set up.
You definitely have some good karma coming, because that wind has been blowing a whole bunch, and you are literally going on the most perfect day. Like, I was just looking at the wind chart a few minutes ago, and it is going to be beautiful on Wednesday for your fishing.
Must have been that last trip I took chasing bluefin, where we really got our butts kicked.
You earned
right?
it. Yeah, you earned some good weather.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Uh-oh, here he is.
Yeah, it's time to find out what's going on. We got the man, your saltwater guy, Dave Hansen, is on the line with our FishDope.com report. And again, today the report is sponsored part by Gamakatsu Hooks. With all this talk about anchovy fishing, there is not a better hook than the live bait traditional J hook from Gamakatsu. A thin wire and a super strong, super sharp point doesn't damage the bait when you're putting it on, makes it much easier to pin your bait. Not a better bait hook than the live bait J hook from Gamakatsu. You can get at your favorite tackle store. And let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, our FishDope.com reporter, Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Hey, Brian. How are you,
buddy? What's up? Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Guys, I heard Mark Wish yesterday talking, and I'm going to kind of go right along with what he was saying. What a phenomenal week of fishing again. Guys, if you're listening to the show and you are not going fishing, I have no idea what you could possibly be waiting for. Everything's biting. I know you guys have been talking about this anchovy thing. Well, we haven't had this anchovy thing in a long, long time, and people are coming to the bait barge and they're kind of whining because there's no sardines, or they can't figure out. Anchovies are the best bait on the planet, better than anything. If you want to fish big baits, go jiggle up a few mackerel for your bigger baits, but this anchovy thing is the thing, man. It changes the whole world. You can talk, Brian can talk about it more when we get off the phone here. But you know what? The thing is, when we pull up to the bait barge and we can fill our bait tanks up with anchovies, it actually means that we have a chance to go out and catch fish with you guys today. When we have giant sardines for bait, a lot of the options are off the table, guys. Once you go out there with those giant sardines, a lot of the options are off the table. The number one reason why people don't like anchovies is because they haven't figured out how to cast them yet. Once you figure out how to cast an anchovy, you're going to get a fish almost every single time that bait hits the water, especially if you're out fishing with a good captain like Brian Woolley, because you're going to be on the fish, they're going to be chumming, and you're going to get to catch fish. And here's a perfect example, like Mark was talking about yesterday. Barracuda. We got barracuda in our waters again. That barracuda is driven by those anchovies. The anchovies showed up, the barracuda showed up. You know what used to show up all the time after the barracuda showed up? Those fish with the long fins that look like a penguin when they're swimming through the water.
Speaking our language, buddy.
Right?
Yeah.
You think, wait a minute. Stop here. That Frank Lopresti predicted it yesterday. So that means that Dave Hansen is saying we're going to get albacore this year?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of old school, too. Not quite as old school as Frank, but I'm kind of old school, and this whole thing is driven by the anchovy. Southern California sport fishing is driven by the anchovy. It always has been. It always will be. And if you can't get excited about anchovies in the bait barge, guys, then maybe you should go get a bag of golf clubs.
You might be in the wrong sport.
Well, you know,
absolutely.
FishDope.com has been on it all the time. And Captain Dave Hansen, Mark Wish, they all report every day to Fish Dope and Danny and the gang up there. And if you could save $20 on a new membership to FishDope.com, would you do it, Dave?
You can't not do it, guys,
yeah.
Because I'm out with all of you guys on your boats when we're out doing the guide service. And if we don't have a plan going in the morning, all we're doing is burning fuel. You got to have a plan, and there's the best plan in the world is Fish Dope.
Yep.
That's it.
$20 off a new membership to Fish Dope using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And how do we find you, Saltwater Guide?
You can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, or you can go on Facebook, because I Facebook Live like 30 times a day, telling you exactly what I'm doing, like Ricky said. And this white shark thing, Kelly and I have been having a ball out there looking at white sharks. So you can look me up on Facebook at Dave Hansen, or you give me a call at 949-374-0786, and I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. Sounds good. How about this time we talk to Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Dan, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Two questions. First, for Captain Brian. My dad's an old-school fish-on-the-bottom type. Will these calicos bite at the bottom, like on a dropper loop?
Yeah, we're catching some calicos this week on the drop. We're going to see a lot more sand bass and other stuff kind of pecking away at that anchovy that, you know, that we've had for bait. Lately,
the second question is the rubber band. Can somebody explain the rubber band setup with the torpedo sinker?
A sinker?
For the bluefin?
Yeah, I think it just eliminates a connection, you know, it's just one less connection that you have and one less knot. You know, you'll straight tie your hook to the end of your leader, either your fluorocarbon or you've got your monofilament shock or however you're fishing it. It just eliminates the extra knot for the sinker. So you're not actually fishing on a loop that's tied into your line. You've got it stretched onto a rubber band and, you know, you hook the fish, couple head shakes, sinker snaps off and you're clean, good to go.
Yeah. Perfect. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
What's up, Chuck?
You know, Brian, I know you guys tend to kind of try and cater to kids with, like, the half-day boats on Sundays, yep, where you fish free with a paid adult. Are there any of the boats that are more oriented towards kids, either they're having bunks or bigger galleys so they can kind of take a break if they need to, or are they all pretty much kind of the same setup?
Yeah, a lot of it's the same setup. You know, the Dana Pride has a gigantic galley with nice padded seats and stuff. I've seen lots of kids, go inside there and, you know, maybe catch an episode of something on television and knock out for a little bit while they're fishing. But, yeah, you know, we all, not one of our boats, I'd say, per se, is going to cater more towards the kids. We're all about the kids, you know, from the afternoon half day that you mentioned. We've got a summer camp that's starting tomorrow that I'm running on the Sum Fund that's straight kids for a week. So
really?
Every boat's kid-friendly for sure. So it doesn't matter if it's the three-quarter day boat, the half-day boat, the twilight boat. We're going to do whatever we can to make sure that kid has a good time and wants to come back.
That's so cool.
I don't think there's any question that there is a sport fishing landing that does a better job of getting kids out fishing than Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
It's been awesome to see. You know, we've seen these kids that started with their parents, right, when they were 6 or 8 years old, and now they're down with their buddies because they're in junior high school, and they're all decked out in their Fishworks, Salty Crew, whatever. You know, they're doing their thing, and they're fishing. Fishing with the kids has taken this exponential jump lately, and I'm sure you've seen it down there. It's like, it's cool to catch a fish now, for
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what's so cool, and that's going to be bode so well for future generations.
Absolutely, and if you don't do it, you're missing the boat. And if, you know, I can't preach it enough. If you're not taking care of the kid contingent now, you're missing the whole big picture of everything.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. So cool to get kids out fishing and getting exposed to the marine environment. And what opportunities you guys give kids. And I know you host a lot of Rollo.
We do a lot of Rollo. Those are cool trips. And some of those kids, they've never seen the ocean. They've never seen a live fish. They've never seen a fishing rod, right? Yeah. Their minds are blown. And when you put that all together, it's just,
You run a lot of those trips, right?
We do quite a few, you know.
And to see kids that have never seen a dolphin or never been on the ocean, I mean, what's that like?
Right? It's hard to describe unless, you know, you've really seen it. But, you know, like you said earlier, we take a lot of this stuff for granted because we see it routinely day in, day out. But for someone for the first time, it's, you know, not just being on the water, but it's just the practical experience that they get. It's, you can't put a price on that.
Explain you just mentioned that you're going to have like a summer camp for kids. What is that all about? What does that entail and what do you do? Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a summer day camp, right? The parents bring the kids down. They hop on the boat. It's a week-long deal. The boat leaves at 9. We're back at 3, and we're on the boat with the kids teaching them, you know, how to cast a bait, how to hook a bait, how to tie a knot, how to read conditions, how to do this, you know. Hey, they want to see what the machines look like in the wheelhouse. You know, we'll show them this is how you read a sonar. This is how you look at your up-and-down meter. You know, just all kinds of different aspects that the kids might not get on a regular open party half-day trip. They're gonna live it for 5 days of the week, and then on the last day they get to come with the parent, comes with them.
They get to show
the parent, hey, this is what we learned over this last week. And we've seen these kids take these growth spurts in just the week, you know, as far as talent and figuring it all out. It's like, boom, it sets them on that course. So, you know, in 10 years, 15 years, they're, you know, ready to, you know, go work on a boat or do whatever. And you've really seen this whole dynamic.
And expand their whole experience on the ocean.
Absolutely.
Oh, and what age groups does it?
I think it starts at like 9 to 14 or 9 to 12. I don't remember the exact, but it's a good age spread,
That's awesome.
It's a good dynamic. The kids, most of the kids know each other. They've met on the boat, and they'll come fish, you know, down the road together. So it just, it's a cool dynamic.
How, does one sign up or participate in that?
So sign-ups, they, as you can imagine, this sells out like almost overnight, right? It goes quick. So they put a big announcement. They'll send an email out saying, hey, you know, there's our schedule for the summer kids camps. Get on it quick because they go quick.
And are they still available, or is that something that's sold out for this
season? Pretty sure it's all sold out. Okay. We've got three sessions, the first starting tomorrow, like I said, and then we'll take a week or two off and then start another one.
Oh,
and we've got
great deal, man. Expand that, huh?
So, I mean, well, it's been two, and this is the first year that we've added the third camp.
Wow.
So,
that's awesome, man. Good for you guys. That's
so
cool.
Just keep an eye on it for next
You got to watch it, and, yeah, you just you got to be on it. It's just one of those things, like, buying concert tickets, right? You got to know what you're doing, or it goes quick. Yeah.
That's cool, Brian.
All right. Hey, let's go to Alaska, where Rick, Rock God Rick and the gang are going to be heading for Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Seth Bones on the line. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, it's that time of the year. It's Alaska time. It's Kingfisher Charters time. And I know I've already, I know a couple weeks ago we had Patrick G go up there giving a report. And I know Dr. Bob's up there right now. He's coming just from Rancho Leonero straight up to Kingfisher. And Ricky is guiding our Let's Talk Hookup group there a week from today. And what are they coming up on, Seth? What can they expect?
Oh, well, kind of the usual. We had a little slower start to the king fishing this season than we're used to seeing. I mean, still good, still limits, you know, for a lot of the days. But just here in the last week, it's really picked up. It's gotten really good for kings, which is what we're used to, of course, this time of year. And the halibut's been really good, the lings, the rockfish, everything. Starting to see a few silvers starting to come in, so it's shaping up good. I think they're going to have a good trip up here next week.
Yeah, and the advantage is now there's two different airlines coming in, Alaska as well as Delta, so the fares are a little better this year, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that competition sure helps.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, what about availability at Kingfisher? I know our group is all sold out. Do you have availability for future dates this year at Kingfisher? I know it's very, very popular and certainly the best operation in Sitka, Alaska.
No
question.
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah. How does somebody get in on that?
Well, we still have a little bit of space left later in the summer, I believe late August. They could, you know, call us 800-727-6136. Or our website is kingfishercharters.com. And then also a link right through the Let's Talk Hookup website is a good way to find us as well.
Right.
Also, we're you know, taking reservations for the next year's Let's Talk Hookup trip, which is on the books for 2018. And that's that always fill up quick, so it's really never too early to get in on that if you want to get signed up for that trip.
Yeah, what are the dates on that one, Seth?
Oh, I don't have them in front of me, but
it's that same
Sunday through Thursday and
leaves Father's
the third
Day.
Week in June.
Right,
yeah.
Leaves
yeah.
Father's Day, and so it's a great Father's Day gift for your dad. You take your dad every year.
Every year, wouldn't miss it. It's both of our, without question, favorite trip of the entire year, and it's such a fun way to celebrate Father's Day and go up and go fishing with dad. And Kingfisher makes it so easy, too. You know, I mean, the getting on and off the boats and to everything. The lodge is so comfortable. The food is great. I mean, if you thought about providing a really special memory with dad for Father's Day, this is just so ideal.
Yeah, it is. And everything's taken care of. That's the thing. Once you book with Kingfisher and you get your airfare, you're done.
Yeah.
Right, Seth?
Yeah, that's it. We'll take care of everything on this end for sure.
I bring home boxes of perfectly filleted and vacuum packed fish. Generally speaking, our group usually bring back a couple of 50-pound boxes each, right?
Yeah, that's about right in the ballpark for sure. Yeah.
And I mean, when you say Kingfisher takes care of everything, like, I'm always very cautious in saying that, but I mean, these guys do everything. You book your ticket, you're done. I mean, from when you step off the plane, there's somebody there with a sign, you know, representing Kingfisher Charters, to helping you with bags, to providing everything, the tackle, the rain gear. I mean, if you don't want to bring your boot, they have boots, they have, I mean, just everything, the food, the transportations. I mean, you are done. When you sign on the dotted line, like, you don't have anything to worry about but just having an awesome time in probably one of the most picturesque areas in the whole world.
Yeah. And I might add, too, if you do want to go on our 2018 trip,
in June. We picked that date, and thanks to Seth for giving us that date. I believe this is going to be our 22nd annual next year.
Yeah.
It is the prime date for the king, halibut, and salmon. You heard Seth talk about it. It's been a little slow. It always picks up right about our time, and there's a reason for that. That's why we plan it, right, Seth?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, it's right in the peak of things for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. So if you want to go, it is a peak time and very, very popular time at Kingfisher. The best value for an Alaskan fishing vacation, period, is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Once again, you can go on to the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, click on the Kingfisher banner, and go right to the website. Do you book online or do you need to call?
Calling's best. It just seems to work the best to have a two-way conversation.
Yeah, all right. What's the number again, Seth?
Ours is 800-727-6136.
All right. Look forward to seeing you. Okay, Ricky, I'll see you, and I'll see you the following year. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, and enjoy the trip, and thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Can't wait, Seth.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, appreciate the call this morning.
All right, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. We're also going to check in with Yanni, find out what's cooking. We got more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. My brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at FastlaneKayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bib, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
All right, time to talk about the boat show. That's the San Diego International Boat Show coming this Thursday to Spanish Landing, which, by the way, is right across from the San Diego International Airport. A bulk of it is on the water and on dry land, right, Rick?
I was going to say all kinds of great stuff, live music and entertainment. They got the Tiki Bar.
Floating Tiki Bar.
The Anchors and Ales Beer Garden. They got killer food trucks and so many great boats on display. Just boat demos and lessons. It's Thursday and Friday from noon till 7, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Great time to take Father's Day and take your dad down to the boat show. Next Sunday is Father's Day. Or just take him down there for the whole weekend. There's a lot to see. Admission's just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. And they have discounts for active military, too. So check it out. Everything you need to know is at SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com. The San Diego Boat Show coming this Thursday.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's SNAPPINS.com.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers. Or the Impulse, up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Lanning has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Lanning is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanning.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, you know, we were just talking about it yesterday, but I want to our listeners, one of the most important thing I like to keep is informed of what's going on. And we talked about the Shelter Island Launch Ramp.
Right.
Just don't go.
Yeah,
you just heard Chelsea. You just heard Chelsea.
So bad.
Chelsea from Dana Lanning and Mission Bay talking about Dana Lanning. Just go to Dana Lanning.
So much
they
easier.
Have Everingham Brothers over there too. There's one lane with. If you have a small boat, yeah, okay, could go over to Shelter Island and wait in line.
I'm gonna say 17 or 18 feet and under, you can pull it off. Anything larger than that, it is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
It's just not. It just isn't.
So not when you can just go 10 minutes the other direction and also get a killer breakfast sandwich and a deli sandwich and all your gear and all your miscellaneous and ice and everything you need on a giant launch ramp that's way easier to deal with.
Yeah.
Just no brainer.
Yeah, but so our listeners are informed, be very cautious if you think you're going to launch at Shelter Island Launch Ramp. It's in full construction.
When I heard one lane, I just assumed it was business as usual with one lane. It's not. There's no more pull through. It's a very tight turnaround.
Yep.
And my gut says if you have a Super Duty like mine and a long trailer, I don't think that I can make that turn in there. Like,
and if you're not very proficient at backing up a trailer,
it's going to be a nightmare.
So there you go. There's your warning right there. Let's go cooking with Yanni from Fisherman's Belly. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Pete, Rick, Dallas, who I keep forgetting about, is in the background. And a special shout-out to Brian this morning. Brian has got to have one of the largest hearts of any human being I've ever met. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good. Good. How you feeling?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
I'm doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Right on.
All right. Hey, Yanni, so what are we cooking today?
Well, listen, I'm so excited because I'm launching, Fisherman's Belly is launching our Tuna War recipe series because, once again, this summer looks like it's just going to be a packed summer with tuna. So, to launch this brand new series, my very first recipe is the All-American Grilled Tuna Burger. And by the way, before I even get into it, I've got many more tuna recipes coming down the line. I've got tuna taquitos, tuna sushi burritos, tuna breakfast bowls. I'm so excited about this summer. But this tuna grilled burger is just an insane recipe, and the video is just full of tips and tricks. And I think the most important tip that I can show with this video is how to take your frozen tuna and turn it into ground fish or ground tuna. I don't know, have you guys ever created any tuna burgers at home before?
You know, I create my tuna burgers at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah.
Because they have that great recipe where they'll just turn your tuna into perfect tuna patties. You put them in the freezer and you pull them out.
I've made plenty of failed attempts, Yanni.
Yeah.
Well, the processors do an excellent job, but let's say you've got some frozen tuna at home or you've got some old fish fillets way back in that freezer, and you're thinking about some creative things to do with it, I'm telling you, here's the tip. Hold on. All you need is a chunk of frozen fish and a handheld grater.
Really?
Handheld grater? Wow.
A handheld grater. You turn that grater to the open, big holes. You take that frozen fish, and on my video, within 5 minutes, I take 1 pound of frozen tuna and turn it right into ground meat. It looks just like the ground beef that you buy at the grocery store.
Wow. And the fish is frozen when you're doing this.
and the fish is frozen. And here's the you can't do this with thawed fish. It just won't work. But here's the beauty of making a tuna patty with frozen ground fish. It instantly starts to thaw, but it's pretty cold. Now, whenever you're making any kind of patties, hamburger patties, meatballs, no matter what, you really should be working with ice-cold meat, because when the meat is cold, it holds together much better. Of course, you're going to add some eggs and some breadcrumbs as gluing agents to try and keep that patty together. But if your meat is cold, it'll stay together better for you when you're forming it. It'll stay together better when you're putting it on the grill or in the frying pan or even in the oven. It'll just hold together. And another tip that you'll learn from my video is once you form your patty and it starts to come to room temperature, you'll sense that it's starting to fall apart. Put it in the freezer for about 5 to 10 minutes, and it'll firm up. Then you put it on the grill, and it'll hold together for you.
Nice.
So good info, man. That's awesome, Yanni.
Yanni always has the best tips on fishermansbelly.com. And, of course, we'll have that up on our website, hookup1090.com, on the Angler's Table page. Yanni sends us the recipe. We post them on there. But get it right now, right at fishermansbelly.com, right?
Absolutely, gentlemen. And listen, go on our Facebook page and join in the fun on the Tuna War Recipe Series. And if you catch some tunas and you make some recipes, post them on our Facebook page.
Fantastic. All right, Yanni, great job. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Have a great day today.
See you, Yanni.
See you, Yanni.
All right, let's jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we next up talk to Bruce? Bruce is calling us from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I heard a rumor recently that the San Diego sport boats were no longer allowed to fish calico bass at Seagrass and Bonitos. Is there any truth to that?
Yes, they are no longer allowed in to fish Seagrass and Bonitos for now. That is true.
Yep, I know SAC's diligently working on that, but as of right now, no San Diego based sport boats at any of the Natividad, Seagrass, or Bonitos.
Yeah.
What was the cause of that?
It's a biosphere reserve. And it's just a new regulation that the Mexican government put in. And they're, like I say, Ken and the gang are working very, very diligently with Mexico to try and basically get the opportunity to go down there and fish. And I want to remind you of all this. It's not a right to fish in Mexico. It's a privilege to fish in Mexico. And so we have to abide by their regulations, and this is just one of those regulations we're going to have to abide by. So, you know, there's plenty of other places. I know a lot of those six-day trips that would normally fish Seagrass and Bonitos are going down to the ridge and experiencing good fishing down there. And there's plenty of other places to fish down there.
Yep. Hopefully we'll get an opportunity to come back. But you know what? In the meantime, there's plenty of other great opportunities to go fishing and plenty of fish to catch.
Yeah. And if you want to go to Seagrass and Bonitos, go to Seagrass Sport Fishing.
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up? We talk to Hills calling us from Ventura. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Brian. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Great.
Hey, so I wanted to it's been asked a lot about hooks, circle hooks versus J hooks, and I was hoping to get Brian's input and all you guys, really, because what hook you use is a big part of your strategy when you get out there and you're looking in your box and you got all different kind of hooks. And then I would think you guys maybe can shed some light on if it's what species you're targeting, what kind of hook and size. And I know with the bait, that's going to affect the size, but if you could talk a little bit about it, it'd be awesome.
Well, you know, a lot of it's preference. A lot of guys, like we were talking, like to stick to the J-hooks. Guys that fish the circle hooks, I think they fish better on your pelagic species, you know. We see some guys try and fish calico bass on a circle hook, and it seems to not work. The J-hook, for whatever reason, it comes out of the bait cleaner with the calico bass, and it gets it in the mouth better. It's just easier to release the fish because, you know, let's face it, a lot of guys like catch and release calico bass. But for your pelagic fish, I don't have a problem with people fishing circle hooks. It's the one thing guys, I see it all the time when we're fishing pelagic fish. They hook a fish. How many times have you seen a guy try and set the hook, fish in a circle hook?
Circle hook.
It happens all the time, right?
It's a habit, right?
Right. It's a total habit. So you just got to be on the ball and, you know that it might take you a little bit longer to get a bait on your hook and get it out. But I don't think it really affects the way the bait swims any different. It's just, it all comes down to preferences, I think, bottom line.
So let me ask you this, Brian. You know, if you use, you're talking about a number two or a number four hook for the fish and the anchovy. What if a guy uses a big hook? Is he going to get a better chance at a bite using the right size hook?
Absolutely. You know, you don't want to be fishing a 2-0 hook with a 4-inch anchovy.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get the bait on right. The bait's not going to swim right. It's just everything's not right about the whole program. You know,
you like a light wire gamakatsu, like a thin wire hook. Is that good?
Perfect. You know, as long as the hook's small and it matches the bait size, it doesn't matter who makes the hook or, you know, it's just it has to match the bait size. You know, look at the guys who are catching these, you know, big tuna last year. You know, what were they saying all day long? Bring the right size hook, the fish, the bait that we have in our tanks.
It's right. Just and the fish, line. The size of the fish, right?
Right.
Like you don't want to fish a light wire hook. On a big tuna.
On a big tuna. No, but, you know, if you have to fish a number four hook to get a bite on that, you better go with the beefiest number four hook that will fit into the bait. You gotta be prepared.
Right now, that's a perfect thing, Pete, a perfect time to bring up, too, is, you know, that bluefin is being very traditional, typical bluefin the way it used to be. It's tough to get a bite, so you've got to scale everything down and use small hooks, but with small hooks, you can't use a super thin gauge wire. And I'm a J-hook guy pretty much all the time. Bluefin tuna is like one of the only fish where I only fish a circle hook. Just about all the time they got more teeth than other ones, and they're so notorious at the end game when those things are circling up or open their mouth and shaking their head, and they're so notorious for sawing guys off. So like that's the only time I'll use a real small, you know, like a 1-0 small, that Nautilus circle hook. Yeah. That's my favorite hook on that bluefin.
Like last year when we had that yellowfin in the fall.
Right.
That stuff did not want to eat anything bigger than like a 2-0 hook.
Small hooks.
Even going number four, and these are like 20 and 30 pound fish.
Yeah.
But if you were fishing a 2-0, you weren't getting a bite. You were fishing a number two or a number four.
Yeah, you're not getting bit. And you're like, well, why does that guy keep getting bit? I mean, you got to pay attention as to what these guys
It wasn't necessarily line size. It was more so hook size.
Because
right?
It affects the way the bait's presented, bottom line.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's try and sneak in one more, Rick.
We got time for one more. How about Steve? Call us from Newport Beach. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ricky, Pete, and Wooly. What's going on?
What's happening?
How are you this morning?
Good.
All right. Hey, Wooly, I just wanted to call and give a plug for the Sun Fun. It is the best boat to fish along our coast. And, man, are they great with my kids. The best.
That's right.
That's so cool. That's great. You take your kid out fishing with them.
Yes, I do, Pete. You've met my son quite a few times. His name's Levi. I got him out there a few years ago. And when you go out on the boat, the best part is they treat you like you're their bro, like you're their buddy. It's not like the normal fishing boats where you're a client. You come out on the Sun Fun, and Shane and Wooly and Garrett and Andrew and all the boys just treat you really nicely. And I just think that everybody that fishes around here should give the Sun Fun a good ride because it's a lot of fun.
Well,
and the regulars are the best.
Yeah, we got good regulars, and thanks. And it holds true. It's not just our boat. You know, the rest of our fleet is on the same program. You know, everyone's there to have a good time. And we got to remember that you guys are out doing what you want to do on your time off, right? So it's real easy to make it work. So.
Real family operation.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, for sure. Yes. Thanks a lot for the call, Steve. Nice to hear from you.
Speaking of that operation, we come back. We're giving away some passes, 2 half-day and 2 3-quarter-day trips given away at the end of the show. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup from the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Flag to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedro's Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedro's Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedro's Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the half-day trip for two going fishing at Dana Ward Sport Fishing is going to Bruce in Huntington, and three-quarter-day trip going to Rich in Bradley. Guys, congratulations. You are going to be stoked. Not funner boats to go fishing on than the boys up at Dana Ward Sport Fishing.
Indeed. You have a lot of fans, Brian.
Hey, yeah, you
guys.
Do.
Would love to take these guys out.
Yeah.
Come on up.
Yeah, how do we do it?
All right, guys. You need reservations for sure this time of year. Our phone number in the office is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check out our schedule as well at danawharf.com. But, you know, we're not just going to be fishing calico bass. As some of this other pelagic stuff moves in, we'll transition into some of that as well. So keep your eyes on the fish counts and book accordingly.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for that. And we'll talk to you next Sunday on the show.
Absolutely.
Get that fresh report. Appreciate that very much. And thank you for listening today. We're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. Rod Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks will be in the studio with us. We'll have a full report on our Islander kayak day and a half trip that we're going on this week. That'll be a fun show. And then next Sunday, Mike and the guys from 22nd Street Landing will be in the studio with us. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.